Before we talk about responding to a nuclear detonation, the most important thing is we've got to do everything we can to prevent nuclear terrorism from happening in the country. We've got to locate, lock down, and secure loose nuclear materials. And there are a lot of people working on that problem in the country, and they've got to be supported. But I think we also have to acknowledge that it's at least a possibility that at some point in our future, those efforts may not prevent an act of nuclear terrorism in the country. So what this conference was about was thinking through in public what we could do together, the government and those working outside of government, to plan and to minimize as best we can the number of people who lose lives or become terribly ill following that kind of event. And you are completely right, Randy, that the differences between planning for nuclear war in the Cold War versus planning to respond to this are quite extreme. And in this case, in the event that this country does sustain a nuclear detonation in the years ahead, what we do now and what we talk about in public could make a huge difference.
And one of the things that I got out of the conference is, Tom, is that we're not talking about multi-billion dollar programs to do this. This is not terribly expensive when we compare it to other national security expenditures.
Right. Well, at least in the beginning, what we're talking about is discussions with the public about how they might plan. And you're right. It's similar to the kind of planning efforts that have been encouraged for responding to other kinds of natural disasters or terrorist events in the country. In the following ways. The most important thing for the public is to have a sense of that this could happen in the country. And it's a difficult thing to imagine that, but at least if it is the most important national security problem, preventing nuclear terrorism, we have to at least acknowledge that it could happen. And people, if they are at least familiar with what that would be like, then they have a chance of being able to take their own actions to protect themselves and their family. And the most important thing that people could do following a nuclear detonation in their city or in their region would be to take adequate shelter. And by that we mean shelter in hopefully inside a building, a concrete building if possible, or in the basement of their home, or an interior room of a building. The deeper inside the building, the better. And there are clearly good kinds of shelter, which include, you know, these basements of multi-story buildings, the cores of large office buildings, or the basement of a multi-story home. And there's bad kinds of shelter, like car, being in a car or in a small single-story structure, which wouldn't protect you very much. The reason why shelter is important is because while there are immediate effects of a nuclear weapon, which are related to its blast and its heat, there's also the radioactive fallout after a nuclear weapon, which could conceivably hurt many more people or kill many more people if they take the wrong kinds of action. But if they take protective action and go inside for at least 24 hours, the risks to them and their family will go dramatically down in terms of being exposed to radioactive fallout.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. And this is what we used to, the guideline, it's not exactly correct, but it's close. We used to give the troops is the rule of seven. In the first 7 hours, 90% of the radiation's gone. So if you go to the basement of your home, or even better, a concrete high rise, you go down to the basement or an interior windowless building or whatever, for just 7 hours, 90% of the radiation's gone. Take that times seven, where you get about 2 days, right? 99%'s gone. I think that's one of the most fundamental things. And there's been a lot of science done on this. The folks at Lawrence Livermore, Brooke Buttermeyer, gave the presentation there. This is a lot of hard science behind this. This is not speculation, and it's a significant thing. How do we communicate this? Now, tell us, Tom. We don't have any time left here, but Tom, where can we get more information on this?
So you're right. The government's been working on this for quite some time. There's a lot of technical information that has been translated to language that people with a non-technical background can clearly understand. If you type in planning guidance for response to a nuclear detonation into Google, you will see the guidance that's been developed for first responders in the country. It's been developed by scientists and leaders in government. There's been a lot of work on this, and you can learn great detail about what we've just talked about.